Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 267.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 257. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you guys so much for being here. This is going to be an amazing episode, and easy and short, right? Who doesn't like that? Okay, so I'm going to get into that in just a second. A lot of fun things happening right now. The accelerator program that I opened up is still going. Now, I just want to let you know, the last chance that you have to enroll in the program is September 6th. That's when it officially starts. Right now, it's all bonus time. So the 12 students that have signed up already are getting bonus time with me before the actual full program starts, meaning they get to work with me personally through Zoom. They get to interact with me. They get weekly lesson plans, customized lesson plans from myself. And I'm working with all the students to make some serious progress, accelerated progress, right? You get to skip a lot of the nonsense and the guessing games and the feeling lost, right? And we get right to the good stuff. So there's 8 spots left. And that's of right now, because I do have a lot of conversations going on with different students that are thinking about it. And I know there's people out there that are thinking about, should I do it? Should I not? It's totally worth it, right? And I know that coming from me, you're probably like, yeah, Brendan, you're just saying that. But I've been getting amazing feedback from the students. It's been going so well. Everyone's loving. I'm filming these personalized tutorials. So everything you see here on the podcast today, I actually film personalized tutorials for every single student every single week. Right? Can you believe that? And you get to see exactly what you need to do, obviously with the 2 keyboards, notation, you get exercises from me, correspondence from me, and you get to work on exactly what you need to fill the holes, make amazing amounts of progress in a short amount of time. So if you're interested, go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group, and you can get the calendar details. Now, don't let that scare you, right? I have a lot of different students that are kind of managing the events in their own way. You still get all the correspondence with me, but you don't have to attend every single event on that calendar, right? Because a lot of people, they have jobs and things like that, and I get it. So I'm working with them to kind of iron that out and see where they can and cannot attend, and we're kind of laying out their own personal schedule. So don't let that scare you. If you can't make all the events, it's totally cool. But go to jazzpianoschool.com/small group to check that out. The other thing I'm heavily working on, it's taken me a long time, you know, I thought I'd have it done a little bit sooner, is the improvisation specialty course. This is going to be our most in-depth and, you know, just, I'm searching for the right word, but just all-inclusive improvisation course that we ever have. Now, of course, there's lots and lots and lots of improvisation work and education inside of Jazz Piano School, but this thing right here, this specialty course, right? This is going to be like the end all say all, right? And so what this is going to prepare people to do, obviously it's going to go over almost like everything you could possibly want in improv: lines, strategies, methods, licks, bebop, modern, old school style, everything, right? And then from here, I'm going to actually branch out into very specific specialty courses on styles, on very particular styles, like just the McCoy Tyner style, just the Oscar Peterson style, right? Just the Red Garland style or the Bud Powell style. But before you can kind of dive into that, you actually need all of these underlying foundational components that kind of really propel these other specific styles, because without them you can't really get to those other points. But this improv course is going to be coming out by the end of the year. Not really sure when. I don't want to throw a date out there yet, but it'll definitely be here by the end of the year. Okay, so let's dive into this lesson, because Let's just get right into it. And it's really short and sweet. I'm going to tell you the best way to learn your drop twos and how exactly to use them. Okay, with that being said, let's dive in. Here we go. All right, so here's going to be the best way to learn your drop twos. I want you to take your rootless voicing. Here's your rootless voicing. 3, 5, 7, 9. You're going to play the bass note in your left hand, and you're going to play a 7 in your right hand. Excuse me, in the thumb of your left hand. Okay? Now, as you can see here, I'm doubling this C natural here. All I want you to do is lift your third finger up, and this is going to create your drop two sound. Now, we do have a bass note in our left hand. We can either play that bass note, or we can play it without it. So what happened? This is a drop two right here. So a drop two simply means you're taking the second voice from the top of your voicing. And obviously you can see the notation there. In the stack, the C is the second voice from the top, and we're dropping that down to our left hand. Now the way a lot of educators teach this is they'll say, okay, here's your drop two. They might even teach it like this, like two notes in either hand, which gets really confusing to me, and I do not like this education path whatsoever. The steps that I'm showing you are extremely easy, and by playing 1 and 7 in your left hand, you can clearly see you're already placing the C in your left hand, which is the note you're going to drop. When you don't play 1 and 7, if you play your rootless voicing, you're trying to count, you're trying to say, okay, I'm dropping this. And then when you go to a new chord, you're like, okay, what note do I drop to my left hand, right? But by playing 1 and 7, you're going to get that drop to effect quickly every time. So your rootless voicing in your right hand, 1 and 7 in your left hand. Now the rootless voicing you're going to use for a minor 7 chord is going to be 3, 5, 7, 9, right? And we can do this in both ways. Now when you play 7, 9, 3, 5, this structure for your rootless voicing, right? It's a different structure than the other one. In your left hand, you're going to play 1 and 3. Because check it out, the second note from the top now is an F, and 1 and 3, this makes our drop two. So I'm going to remove my third finger here. Here's my drop two sound. I can take out my bass note. I'll talk more about that in a second, but here's a traditional drop two voicing that stems from playing my rootless voicing in my right hand, 1 and 3 in my left hand, and then removing certain components very easily to get that sound you're looking for, right? Let's talk about a 2-5-1, for example. When we move through our 2-5-1 in the key of C, for example, with our rootless voicings, this is what it'll sound like. 3-5-7-9, 7-9-3-13, 3-5-7-9, right? Now in our left hand, to get our drop two sound, what we're gonna do, there's this fire truck going by. What we're gonna do is we're gonna play 1 and 7 in our left hand with the minor 7 chord. Now this is for structure one rootless voicing only, 3-5-7-9 is starting on the minor chord. We're gonna move to 1 and 3 in our left hand as our right hand rootless voicing switches. And then we're gonna go back to 1 and 7. So our left hand through this 2-5-1 goes like this, 1 and 7, 1 and 3, 1 and 7. Okay, I'll do it with my rootless voicings now. Rootless voicing on top, 1 and 7 in my left hand. Rootless voicing on top, 1 and 3 in my left hand. Rootless voicing on top, 1 and 7 in my left hand. Now, all we have to do to get a full 2-5-1 drop two sound is remove our third finger from our right hand rootless voicings, and we will achieve the drop two sound that you're looking for. Drop two. Drop two. I've just removed my third finger. I'm no longer playing my third finger at all in any of these voicings. And this instantly gives you the drop two sound that you're looking for with a bass note included. Okay? Now let's do the other version, the other structure of rootless voicings you'll learn in jazz, and all jazz. You can find this free on the internet, obviously on my podcast and other websites. 7-9-3-13 of a D minor 7. Now structure 2 goes like this. Your thumb's going to drop down. 3-13-7-9, 3-13-7-9, and then 7-9-3-5 for your major 7. D minor 7, rootless voicing. G7 rootless voicing, C major 7 rootless voicing, okay? Now remember when I said before, things are flip-flop now. We're using an inversion. So our left hand now is going to start on 1 and 3, 1 and 3, It's going to go to 1 and 7, back to 1 and 3. And once we've practiced this, again, to get your drop two sound, the only thing you got to do is remove your third finger. So just remove your third finger. Don't play it anymore, but play everything else. Drop two. Drop two. How easy is that, right? So again, when educators teach this, or
right, well,
you
I hope you guys enjoyed
books,
that episode.
Don't forget to go to jazzpianoschool.com to check out
now,
all
if
of
I
our
remove
free
my bass
amazing
notes out
education,
of that
all the three podcasts,
like
blogs.
Bass notes.
We do have a membership if you're looking
by,
to take the next step forward with us.
Now I'm
get
remove,
access
to
over 1,000
to
different
notes,
jazz piano
like
videos, playbooks, mini courses, a main course curriculum, success path,
and so much more. Rhythm.
If you have any questions, feel free to email us at support@jazzpianoschool.com. I hope you have a wonderful day, and as always, you're getting that official Bill Evans drop two sound right there. But so many people start or teach, and I don't know why this happens, they teach two hand voicings like this with two notes in each hand right off the bat. So you're having to learn like these four note spreads, two notes in each hand, without knowing where they come from, what notes move, and you're trying to memorize that. But you can kill two birds with one stone and a lot more too by just learning your rootless voicings. And the reason I love this option too is because it allows you to put a bass note in your voicing as well, which I use all the time. When I come, I'm using my drop twos with a bass note a lot. And I'll sometimes obviously I use it without it too. So here's without my bass note. I'm in the key of F, right? Here's a G minor 7, C7, F major 7. I'll use this all the time. It's a great, lush, thick sound, adding that bass note into your voicing. Right? Just like this. So let's talk about the registers and how we use this. I'm going to talk about two registers right now, the mid to low and the middle. Each register of the piano contains certain stylistic voicings that you want to use. You can't really use a rootless voicing in your left hand down here, but you can use a rootless voicing in your left hand up here. Right? So certain registers of the piano lend themselves to specific voicings. The mid to low portion of the piano, from about this F to about A or B flat here. This is middle B flat. This will be the top note of your voicing. This area right here really lends itself really well. Really, how many times can I say really, right? to these types of voicings. Because you get a little bass note in there, excuse me, you get your drop two, and it's a nice lush voicing. Now the true drop two voicing without a bass note is going to work best. You know, you can do it in the middle, anywhere in the middle of the piano. So from about here, see, this is a little bit too low to do that, right? But right about here, or even a little bit lower, let me see, that's D, B flat. This still sounds good. It's just getting a little muddy still. So right about here, even the C minor, this area right here, this is middle C right here, okay? So right around middle C is where you can start your true drop two voicing without a bass note. But they're primarily used more towards above middle C. In this area here. To comp with, right? Okay, and so down here, when we start to add in our bass note, it's gonna give us this rich, lush sound. And then we'd move through our 2-5-1 like this. So how do we practice this? Well, the first thing you wanna do is you wanna know your rootless voicings. Practice your rootless voicings with your bass note in your left hand. Learn that first for both structures. If you don't know your rootless voicings, I have many podcasts on the rootless voicings. Go listen to that. The next step is going to be to practice your rootless voicings. Excuse me, with 1 and 7, going to 1 and 3, going to 1 and 7. When your right hand is playing structure one, you're going from 1 and 7 to 1 and 3 to 1 and 7 in your left hand. When your right hand's playing structure two, you're using 1 and 3 to 1 and 7 to 1 and 3. Okay, that's the next step. The next step, the third step, is to simply, this is the easiest of them all, We're going to remove something. We have all the components we need. Now we're removing our third finger from our right hand. Super easy. Like we've already played it, we just remove a note. Okay? Right? And then if we don't want the bass note in there, all we got to do from this step is just to remove the bass note. Oops, sorry about that. And again, in the mid to low section of the piano, which I call it, this is my educational philosophies. I've kind of coined this each section of the piano. I don't really hear anyone else talk about this, but mid to low, you're using, it's really nice to use that bass note in there. Now you can start to change your extensions around too if you want. Flat 9 maybe. Flat 9, flat 13. Maybe just flat 13. Right? And that'll give you different chord qualities through your drop twos. And especially if you take out your bass note. And a cool little trick I like to do is roll up to my note here. Get a little bring. And you can actually harmonize the top note in your voicing in the 7 here. Really, really nice, authentic, pro jazz drop two voicings. The best way to learn them and how to integrate them into the different areas of the piano for your comping and voicing work that you might do for solo piano, when you're with an instrumentalist, a vocalist, whatever it is, right? But again, those steps, if you follow them, that is going to get you to learn drop twos so much easier, I promise you, than anything else you'll find out there in books, YouTube videos, anything else, any sort of practice exercise. When you follow those steps in that path, I guarantee you, you'll be playing drop twos in so many different ways, not just one way, not just like this, so many different ways down here, right? Up here, the rootless voicing structure too, stuff like this. You'll be playing all that in no time, I promise. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I'll talk to you soon.